Hello and welcome to a wintry edition of the award-winning Gutter. It's post-January. We're not giving up booze. In fact, we're drinking more to get us through this window, I think. I think that's basically what we advocate here on the Gutter Kids. The only way you're going to get through January without Liverpool signing players is to keep drinking. Am I right, John Gibbons?
Sign beers and hats.
Keo's looking at me like I'm mad, but that's not the first time I've seen that.
Long John's for me.
He's got his eye on some Long Johns in the January window.
Who does he play for?
We have talked about thermal wear. Josh Sexton is an interested observer thus far. He's not convinced. Me and Keo have both been to the well of thermals. You can get warm, you can get too warm, you can get itchy, you can get happy. It's very, very difficult to decide, but we'll leave it there. We'll save it for later. That's in part two, we'll dive deep into thermals when we run out of names and links. But we're going to start off by not talking about the contract saga. That's rule one of Gutter. Rule two of Gutter, no, we're going to talk about the striker situation. We don't have an immediate striker crisis on our hands, but Mo hasn't signed his COF contract yet. Luis Diaz, there are contract negotiations beginning. Darwin Nunes is where we're going to start. Darwin is not getting more time as the season's going by, Josh. He's getting less, I would say. And the less he gets and the shorter his cameos are becoming, the smaller his fan base is getting. And I'm going to you first as the honorary president of the newly formed Darwin Haters Club.
I really don't think it's newly formed. I think I'm the newest member. It's probably one of the oldest clubs going.
I suppose that's right. It's not looking good for Nunes. I mean, I've put in my notes that if you rewind a year, an interesting cautionary tale, but an interesting parallel. Cody Gakpo's Liverpool career was in a similar state, I'd argue. He was not getting picked by Klopp. He was definitely the fifth pick. He was well behind Luis Diaz. He was behind Darwin Nunes. Jota was, when fit, was getting a game ahead of him. So he's all lost for Darwin at Liverpool. Are we seeing the last death throes of his Liverpool career the next few months?